Hello everyone, and welcome to my review of Jerry's Girls. This musical review celebrates the work of Jerry Herman, one of the all-time great Broadway composers and writer of shows such as Hello Dolly, Mae, Mac and Mabel and La Cage aux Folles. The show was created in 1981 by Larry Alford and Jerry himself as a nightclub entertainment before moving to Broadway in 1985. The most recent UK production of the show was at the St James Theatre earlier this year, where it was scaled back down to be more of a cabaret, with a cast of three: Rhea Jones, Sarah Louise Young and Anna Jane Casey, a trio of homegrown ladies with musical theatre talent and pedigree in spades. Now that production has moved across London to the Jermyn Street Theatre, with the equally talented Emma Barton replacing Anna Jane Casey in the cast. This show is an absolute joy. It works brilliantly in the very intimate space of the Jermyn Street Theatre as these three ladies take us through a wonderful selection of Herman's work, performing as a trio and also as solo turns. They have an easy rapport and an enthusiasm for the work that is tangible. At times, in this tiny space, it's like people getting up to do their party piece in front of guests, such as the warmth they generate. But boy, what party pieces. Neither lady puts a foot wrong as they perform classic after classic with absolute aplomb. And they don't take themselves too seriously. Sarah Louise Young, for example, almost apologising for her possibly less than accurate impersonation of Carol Channing, and keeping us on side by making light of a missed sound cue. Amid the fun, though, there are moments of heart-wrenching emotion. Rhea Jones's stirring version of I Am What I Am from La Cage aux Folles quite rightly brought the house down. Superb musical accompaniment comes from Edward Court on piano, who also joins in on vocal duties, and Sophie Byrne on wind instruments, who also joins in on Tap Your Troubles Away from Mac and Mabel. Yes, folks, just when you thought your smile couldn't get any wider, this show serves up a tap-dancing saxophone player. Usually when I've seen a show at an off-West End theatre that I've really enjoyed, I send out hopes and wishes for a transfer to a bigger venue. But in the case of Jerry's Girls, I think that moving to a too bigger space would somehow dilute the intimacy that makes this show so special. Not that I wouldn't want to see Jerry's Girls get a longer run somewhere. I simply didn't want it to end and was still grinning like an idiot on the train home afterwards. Jerry's Girls continues at the Jermyn Street Theatre until the 31st of May. Thank you for listening. Keep checking back at the website for all my theatre reviews.